Sally's in the alley, looking for a can opener. When she finally finds one, Don't work. Bing comes in to give her his opinion and says, well, it doesn't matter, Sal, it doesn't matter. That it, don't work. Well, Sally says, I've been, you've gotten social security, but I'm in my living going through garbage cans. At this here can opener, oh, in this here can opener. But that, Sally, that's not how. You simply lift the top like this, and he tried to take it off. Gosh, he said it. Don't work. So Ben used all his might, and Ben used all his strength. He struggled and he tried to get that galvanized can open. He got a strong man from the tattoo shop next door. He asked a copper welder, a garbage man, a whore. No matter what they tried, no force, no cunning machines would start a lie to get a hold of cut or anything. They all sat on the curb with their hands and the chins, and sad to scratch their heads and said over again, but it don't work. But it don't work. But it don't work. But it don't work. But as they sat around defeated, decidedly they found a misty cloud light appeared, a fairy with the wand. Well, but there was a sad dear ones, what goeth wrong today? They pointed to the garbage can and had the same to say. Said, ready to bump it, don't work. Ready to bump it, don't work. The fairy looked with sympathy at the varied group below. She gestured with her wand at the garbage can. Tiny stars glittered briefly. The rag woman walked over, and on its pin-up handle placed a hand. And when the ragged woman looked at Ben, and then Ben looked at the welder, and the welder looked at the garbage man, but then looked at the whore, and the whore looked at the tattooed straw man, and he looked at the cop, and they all looked at the fairy's wand, which from her hand did drop. Don't work. Well, there's a moral to this story. There's a moral to this song. Whatever is, whatever does, won't it do or be too long? So when we go dooby-doo, when we go be-doo-be, keep one foot in the hole in the floor and repeat after me. Don't worry. Now a footnote though I must amend, as they all walked away, they didn't notice Max the Barber walking into the alley. Now Max the Barber had a large plastic bag. Effortlessly he lifted the lid of the aforementioned container and filled it with hair. And he never knew.